If you want that anointing and that power, you want that faith, you have to pray and fast. Now, I mean, everybody wants it, right? But you know, that's just like, I had a couple come through, and I was teaching on fasting one day, and they were from Houston, and they stopped over at my church in Dallas. He was a truck driver, and his wife went with him a lot, and they heard me teaching on fasting. So she said, my husband said, we're going to do that. I want that power. I want to be able to pray for people like Thurman does. I want to see this happen. So she said, the next Friday night, we had dinner Friday night, and then we got up Saturday morning, and we were going to fast all day Saturday. She said, my husband got up by 10 o'clock. She said, I'm starving. I got to have something to eat. She said, honey, it's only 10 o'clock. He said, so by noon come, he was in agony. By 6 o'clock in the afternoon, he's screaming, beating on the table, put some groceries on the table. I can't stand it. So she said, I put some groceries on the table, and we ate. The next Sunday, he come back by my church. He said, what did I do wrong? How come you can fast for 3 days without a problem? I said, well, did you ask God to help you take away your hunger pain? No. I never thought about that. I said, well, then he wasn't helping you. He was doing it all on your own. I said, your flesh is, it's weak. It wants to eat. How many of you guys know that if you don't eat, just miss one or two meals, you're hungry? So how can you go 18 days without food? It's tough. But if you ask God. So they asked the Lord next time. He asked the Lord, Lord, we're going to do this right this time. We want to fast and pray for a weekend, a Saturday and a Sunday, and so we can gain some more knowledge about you, and our anointing can be increased, so we can have the power to get healed and to cast out demons and pray for our children and all kinds of things. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to take away our hunger pains. We will eat Friday night, then we won't eat again until Monday morning. But we ask you to take away our hunger pain. The next time they come by my church, he said, good grief, Monday morning coming. I still wasn't hungry. I told her, I said, I don't think I'm going to eat today. I'm just going to pray and fast. Now, what makes a difference? You ask the Lord to help you. See, what do we do? We try to do everything on our own. And on our own, what can we do? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But when you ask your Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus, if you're serious about what you want to do and you want to increase your anointing so you can do great things for the kingdom of God, you ask Him to take away your hunger pains, He'll take them away. And then as you get in the Word and say, Lord, as I read your Word, I ask you to give me revelation and wisdom. Now, do it His way. If you start to pray and fast, take a time like a Saturday or maybe a Friday. Maybe you can do without food Friday. You may not have time to pray very much during the day because you may be working. But when you get home Friday evening, you can spend time in the Word. And then Saturday and Sunday, if you're off Saturday and Sunday, you can use all of that time praying and fasting. And if it's a man and a wife together, the two of you need to be, if no place else, up in the middle of the bed with your Bibles laid all out, reading and studying and praying over the Word. Cheryl and I have done that several times in our life. We'll go and have a question. We'll have two or three or four Bibles or commentaries or whatever, and we'll be sitting right up in the middle of the bed reading all these different translations, sometimes for hours at a time, reading, studying God's Word. Well, that's what God wants. He wants you to spend intimate time with Him. When we're up in the middle of the bed, sitting there reading and studying about God, God's up there in the middle of the bed with us. Amen. You know, and He's trying to teach us things about His Word. And that's what He wants from all of His children. And if you'll pray and fast like that, your anointing will increase and you'll get to where that there won't be nothing impossible. In fact, I remember a woman one time that the Lord told this woman to fast. She was sick and in a hospital, and he told her, she heard him say fast, but she didn't understand what fasting meant. And so she didn't fast. She continued to eat. She continued to get sicker. And then all of a sudden, the Lord made her so sick she couldn't eat. So he had told her to fast for 12 days and he would heal her. But she didn't know how to fast. And so since she would not do it, he made her so sick until she got to where she couldn't eat. So she could not put a bite of food in her body. And she was prayed for by some friend every day. But she didn't get well. After the 12th day with no food in her body, that couple that came by that day just laid hands on her and prayed a prayer of faith for her, and the Lord healed that woman that day. Now see, when he told her to fast and pray, he knew what it was going to take to heal her. But she didn't understand fasting and praying. He loved her so much, he made her so sick she couldn't eat. And so she fasted for 12 days. How many of you have ever been so sick that even the most delicate food don't look good or taste good? I've been there a few times in my life. Back when I used to get sick, I could get sick and I don't care what you brought me, nothing looked good. You know, sometimes I work so hard now, sometimes that when I come in the afternoon, I can hardly eat, I'm so tired. Some of you men been like that before in your life? When you get so tired and so hot, you know, it's like all you want is a glass of water or a glass of tea. You know, something you're just too tired to eat. And or if you do eat a little, you sit there and eat just a little and man, you're full. But that's just the way it is. But you want to get in God's Word and fast and pray over it. And as you do, sometimes that's what it takes to heal you. If one of the things, if you're working on your healing right now and it doesn't appear to be working, then when you go back home, ask the Lord to help you on a fast. Ask Him to take away your hunger pains, and then ask Him to get you in the Word and give you revelation and wisdom and knowledge where you need to go. Have Him direct you to the right place in His Word, to the right promises that will be there for you to get you healed. And then start on your fast. And when you start on your fast, then get in the Word. And if there's a man and his wife, both of you need to do it together, if possible, if you can. Read and study the Word together, praying over each other as you go. And who knows, it might only take 3 or 4 or 5 days. And you may get completely well. You know, you may even hear the Lord tell you, you have now met my criteria. You are now healed. Because as your physical machine here shuts down, it's not churning in there anymore. It gets real quiet. You know when a machine's running, you ever been at a big plant that lots of stuff are working and everything, you can't hear nothing, and all of a sudden the source of energy that supplies power to that, whether it be fuel, diesel, electric, or whatever, everything goes off and everything stops turning? It's deathly quiet in there. You can hear. You can say something and somebody on the other end of the plant can hear you. Before, you could scream and they couldn't hear you. But that's what happens when your plant shuts down. After about 2 or 3 days, your body has consumed all of the food that's in you, and then it gets quiet and it gets real easy to hear God. Much, much easier. Sometimes when your body's really churning, God's in there saying, Thurman! And I'm not hearing. My machine is making too much noise. But if you get into a state of fasting and prayer, it'll shut down and He'll say, Thurman. Say, yes, Lord. You hear Him real quiet, real easy, because it's so much easier to hear Him whenever your machine is shut down. And so that may be one of the things you need to do, you know, for your healing. So if you're working on it and you're increasing your faith and you're not there and your healing doesn't seem to be coming, that would be a good place to start, fasting and praying. And then, of course, there's some other things too.
This concludes part one of the Healing School titled, His Divine Power Gives Us Everything We Need. We now join part two in progress.
I want us to go to some of my favorite scriptures to start off with. I want to put you in a thinking mode. A lot of people don't believe that it's God's will to heal you. And then a lot of people don't believe that it's sin that makes us sick. So I want you to see three scriptures, and I'm going to get them all from the Old Covenant to start out with, to show you what God made available to us through His Old Covenant even before we had Jesus. Now, you all do know that with Jesus, we got a better covenant. You know that, right? We got a new covenant, a better covenant, but really the new covenant has some very stringent requirements. And we have to obey Him in everything, just like we had to under the Old Covenant. In the Old Covenant, under Exodus 15:26, I want you to see what the Scripture says in Exodus 15:26. And He said, If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and will do that which is right in His sight. Now, I want you to think about this just a minute. How many people do you know that says, well, this is not what God means? I mean, how many women have I seen say, do you know that the reason you're sick is because you're not obeying your husband? Well, that's your interpretation of the Bible. No, that's not my interpretation of the Bible. That's what God says. If God says, wives, you must be submissive to your own husbands in everything, that's what He meant. And if you don't do that, I can assure you that over a period of time, it will make your life miserable. But somebody said, but I don't believe that. Well, it don't matter whether you believe it or not. You know, God's the one said it. And then when He says to husbands, He says, husbands, you must love your wives like I love the church. And I was even willing to give my life for the church. Husbands, you must love your wives like that. If you do not, your prayers will be hindered, or I won't answer your prayer. You want to know why a lot of men don't get their prayers answered? Because they ain't loving that woman like Christ loved the church. They're treating her like a dog. You know, they're not loving her. Woman, get in there and fix me some supper. I'm hungry. Well, I got other things to do right now. I'm in the midst of taking care of the children. I don't care what you're doing. Get in there and get me some food on the table. Does that sound like loving your wife like Christ loved the church? No, if she's busy with the children, get in there and cook it yourself. You know? Isn't that the way it should be? I mean, if you're busy taking care of kids, He should say, well, honey, you know, if you're busy taking care of the children or the grandchildren, then I'll go in there and fix dinner for us. Or I'll tell you what, if I can't cook, I'll take you and the kids out for dinner tonight. How's that? And she says, that'll work. See, now that's loving your wife like Christ loved the church, see? And that's what God says. But just like He says here, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and will do that which is right in His sight and will give ear to His commandments and keep all of His statutes, then I will put none of these diseases upon you which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. If you obey, that scripture says, how many sickness and disease will He put on you?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, His Divine Power Gives Us Everything We Need, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.